That's about 1 full percent.
This hour of Utah's Morning News being brought to you by Utah Gives Back, presented by Select Health. James Yapias spent the hour with us, director of the Salt Lake Education Foundation. And Laura Redd is here, the community relations coordinator for Select Health. James, Amanda raised the point a minute ago that teachers really, you know, every day that kids come in the classroom, they know these kids. They get to know these kids, and they know when families are struggling. And what a great place to start when it comes to raising money and giving things that are much needed, especially during the winter season, for our Quarters for Christmas campaign.
Yes, absolutely. You know, our teachers, our family support specialists, they are in the front line, and also our counselors. And what an opportunity. You know, we constantly hear stories about the students having the, to walk to school without a coat, or struggling because their parents have lost their jobs. And we hear the stories on our hotline, the Salt Lake Education Foundation. And when we hear those stories, certainly it's great to have to be able to give back to our students the support that they need, especially during the holidays. And so it's amazing to hear the stories from the teachers, from the counselors, administrators, and that's what the process that we use statewide as we give back to our community.
Because I think about these kids, you can't learn if your feet are freezing. You can't go out on the playground during recess if you don't have a coat. These things are crucial things.
Absolutely. Our students, you know, they're resilient, but you know, if you don't have the proper dressing, you know, if you don't have a coat, or maybe shoes with holes on them, and I think that's that can be a challenge. And you know, if we're working with our students, we want to make sure that they're positive, their self-esteem is great, and we want them to also know that we care about them. So, and our students, I believe, they know that. And as our teachers are working with them, especially this year with the pandemic, many of them are walking to the school to pick up their lunches. And so we want to make sure that they're well taken care of. And so any donations that's given goes directly to impact our students.
And Laura, we get to work with Select Health throughout the entire year with our Utah Gives Back, but it's especially gratifying to have you guys involved this year with Quarters for Christmas.
Oh, yes. We are so excited to be a part of that this year. And like James said, we need these kids to know we care about them. We see them, we hear them, and we want to take care of them. You know, Select Health's mission is to help people live the healthiest lives possible. And that includes partnering with organizations that make that happen. Not one organization can do it alone, but when we all come together for a common cause, we can really make that difference.
We thank you both so much for all the just the good work you do, just angels work. Utah Gives Back is presented by Select Health. And anyone listening, you can help us with this important campaign by going to kslquarters.com. KSL News Time is 8:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Heather.
We are looking pretty good all across the Salt Lake Valley now. All the roads that had been closed from earlier this morning, they're all open. If you're northbound I-15, you're at speed about 21 minutes from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake. No problems coming out of Tooele County. Eric?
And if you're northbound on the 215 eastbound, no trouble there down Utah County. We're been pretty much accident-free all morning long. You're still at normal pace from Spanish Fork through Lehigh to Point of the Mountain. Len?
I mean, thoroughfares in Weber and Davis counties moving nicely this morning, but on the north end of I-215, a crash southbound after the 2100 North on-ramp as you approach 700 North. Cars are on the left shoulder. A fire truck has just arrived, but still no delays. Just keep an eye out for it. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
48 degrees for a high later this afternoon, and Amanda's still cold out there. It's 21 degrees.
Coming up next on Dave and Dujanovic, we know who gets the vaccine first, but who gets it second? We'll be talking about that just ahead.
That ought to lift your spirits this morning. Thanks for joining us. Don't go away. Dave and Dujanovic in a minute, and we'll be back in the morning starting at 5.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We